Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like a 3-hour period where I completely forgot that it was National Signing Day. Not that it matters really at all, but Nebraska will be bringing in at least 39 new scholarship players into their program. Beginning
feels like a lot, Connor.
It is. It's a big number, Josh. I like the fact that you noticed that. 28 signed letters of intent, including 5 in the February period here, and 11 transfers. That makes 39, folks. That is a lot of people. Matt Rhule will be talking about some of these people and I'm sure a vast array of other topics beginning at 2 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear that here on 1620 The Zone. If there's any local media who's listening to us en route to the press conference in just a couple minutes, be careful. Be careful. Matt Rhule might sue you.
Oh.
He sues people. That's what he does now. He's a sewer.
That's not what you meant
it
to be.
That's not what I meant at all. No. Matt Rhule he's filed arbitration suit last week against the Carolina Panthers. He says, I want my money. In the suit, which was filed with the NFL on January 25th, late getting to this, are we? Rhule seeks to receive offset money. He claims is due to him from the Panthers. According to sources, the suit doesn't allege specifically how much money Rhule is seeking, but contract terms indicate that there is roughly $5 million in dispute. Simple mathing also indicates that, where Matt Rhule is signed a contract with Nebraska, we'll pay him $74 million in base salary, and basically Carolina, when he got hired, his seven-year contract at the time in 2020 was worth $60 million, would pay him $8.5 million a year. But then, of course, he was fired on October 10th, 1 month before after Scott Frost got fired, by the way. Employment attorney John Singer followed the suit on behalf of Rhule with the league office when reached for comment. Singer says, quote, we have no comment. There is no comment. The Panthers also declined comment on Tuesday. And the NFL, what did they do? Did they comment?
Oh, I'll bet they sang like a canary.
Wrong, Josh. Oh. They also declined comment.
Dang. Shocked.
Now, this is not uncommon, as salary disputes usually go to arbitration in the NFL. The NFL can appoint an arbitrator, or they could have their third-party arbitrator take care of this thing. But, man, you would have thought this was big news this morning. I was getting, like, ESPN push notifications and stuff like this for this. I don't care how much money Matt Rhule has in his bank account.
Yeah. How many points does he have on the scoreboard?
You think somebody asked about this today? You think somebody's like, hey, so you're suing, huh? You're a sewer.
Yeah, I feel like it warrants a question just to get a comment. I mean, he's going to say, I can't really talk about that right now because it's open.
I mean, he would definitely say exactly that if asked. He's not going to get asked about it. We got other stuff to talk about.
I got a question for him.
What's your question?
Why isn't the 1890 buying Times Square billboards like Wisconsin is? They're rolling out their National Signing Day class on a billboard in Times Square.
What is the purpose of that?
I don't know. It's pretty cool.
I mean, it's It's cool in the same way that it'd be cool if we got a billboard, but what is the purpose of it? Nothing.
The exact same purpose as us buying a billboard in Boulder.
It's a bit?
No notoriety.
Wisconsin is doing this for a bit?
Profile.
No, for us it's a bit.
Yes.
We don't care about how many people listen to the show, a show, right?
Just as long as it's enough to not get fired, yeah.
It's a bit. Wisconsin put up a billboard in Times Square as a bit?
Yeah, one of the electric, the digital ones.
Oh, I got you. So if you're walking around Times Square and you saw Wisconsin's recruiting class blasted on one of the side of the buildings, how confused would you be?
Oh, very. You'd be like, huh, that's weird. The hell's that doing there?
But, like, did they tweet anything out from, like, their account to show that this existed?
This is from the Varsity Collective. That's the group that did it.
Oh, there it is. Oh, no, they retweeted the Big Cat. You know the Big Cat?
Oh, I'm familiar with Big Cat.
The Barstool Cat. And, just right on the side of one of those buildings, Badger Family. Luke Fickell definitely approaching things a hair differently than the old guard up there in Wisconsin. Yes, I would say that. Yeah, he should sue. Matt Rhule should sue Wisconsin.
Sue the state of New York.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's our territory. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all of our shared territories.
Yeah, I guess it's Big Ten country.
It is Big Ten country. You go to a Yankee game at Yankee Stadium, and there's a billboard, Big Ten. It's right there behind the pitchers, too, so it's right always in the angle of the camera.
Mm.
Good for Wisconsin. Also, very weird world we live in to advertise our recruiting class.
Extremely. I mean, that's a waste of money, right?
It's a huge waste of money.
There's no high school football players in New York either.
It's an enormous waste of money. All for the players in the recruiting class to say, cool.
I heard about it. I didn't get to see it because I'm not in New York.
Yeah. Well, no, they showed them a picture of it. And they'll say, hey, you were on the side of a building in Times Square today. And they'll say, cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
They'll say, cool.
Thanks, coach. What time's dinner?
No, they'll be like, well, was it on YouTube? Was it on Twitch? Damn kids. They don't care about billboards anymore.
Like, am I getting my streams?
Yeah, I mean, Josh told the story about his kid yesterday, or his wife's kids in his class, her class, sorry.
Yeah, she put the show on in class, and the kids did not care that we were on the radio, but they said, your husband's a YouTube star?
That's all they care about.
And she lied to them and said, yes. Yes, he is, children.
YouTube stars. There's many people watching at one time. Yippee texts or comments in on our YouTube, speaking of YouTube. Do not ever say good for Wisconsin again, Happer. All right, Yippee, look at me. Good for Wisconsin.
Oh, them's fighting words.
Royce tweets and he says, another reason not to go to Times Square. Yeah, I would highly recommend that, actually. If you're making a trip to New York, please do not go to Times Square. If you're going for the first time, do it once.
Yeah, you got to see it,
you
gotta right?
See, you got to
yeah,
see okay. It one time. You can see the Wisconsin billboard. If you've been...
I got to see the Wisconsin billboard.
If, yeah, yep, all the naked people and the Wisconsin billboard.
I want to see the naked cowboy, and then I want to see that Wisconsin billboard, and then we can go to Applebee's.
But if you're an adult human being and you're looking to go to New York, you just don't need to go to Times Square. Don't have to do it. All right, we'll be back with more poll questions, tell you what to watch tonight as we get out of here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.